This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network with an interesting look into the world of poverty. I'm Sean Tubbs. This week, several dozen Charlottesville residents spent 3 days living on $2.83 a day for food. That's the average amount that a recipient of food stamps has to spend. The Poverty Diet Experience was a project of the Monticello Area Community Action Agency. Charlottesville High School student Michael Strickland was one of the participants. He kept a diary of his thoughts during the diet.
Well, I'm here. I just got back from school on day one of the poverty diet. I had oatmeal for breakfast made with water. Of course, no milk for me today. And that was actually surprisingly very good. For lunch, I had a peanut butter sandwich made with Kroger bread, which is actually just as good as normal bread. So keep that in mind, because it's 3 times cheaper. I suppose I should tell you what I've bought for these 3 days. Yesterday, I went to the grocery store, and I got a quart of milk, a box of rice, a box of spaghetti and spaghetti sauce. I got one apple, a can of oatmeal, a small jar of peanut butter, and some bread. So that's what I'm going to be living off of for the next 3 days. You know, I actually spoke to some of my friends today at school that were planning on doing the diet with me, and it doesn't seem to be going very well for them. I've only spoken with a few of them, but several have already cheated and have stolen food from other members of our high school during lunch or borrowed things to eat. And a few others actually just forgot today, which I can understand. But I'm hoping that my experience will go slightly better than that and that I can make it through this. These 3 days, and come out on top. I'm actually looking forward to this a whole lot, though. Well, I've had dinner. I had rice. That was it. There's definitely been a lot of times tonight where I've been walking past where I definitely would have normally had a little snack or something to eat today that I've had to work hard to deny myself. But so far, it hasn't gotten to any sort of critical, oh my god, I'm gonna die, type of thing. It'll definitely be getting worse as time goes on, once my reservoir of food that I've stored up over the weekend starts to be depleted. I think that brings up a good point, though, that it gets worse and harder the longer that you have to go through and live under these conditions, and so there's really not a whole lot that you can learn in just 3 days. That's such a relatively short amount of time to be able to really understand any of this. But still, I hope I can gain some sort of insight. It's Tuesday morning. I just had my bowl of oatmeal for the day. And I've got to say, I'm still doing fairly good. My stomach hasn't been grumbling uncontrollably. But the thing is, this experience isn't supposed to make me understand what people living in poverty go through. Because 3 days can't do that at all. A week, a month can't do that. But I think what it is capable of letting me know, and letting other people know, I guess just having them take a look at how they live and what they do for food in general. But I've spent, you know, maybe a fifth on food of what I would have last week at the same amount of time. And that's ridiculous. I mean, there's no reason that, you know, I should have spent $10 more on food yesterday when I could have gotten maybe not the same nutritional value, but you know, cereal isn't the most nutritional thing to eat anyway, depending on what brand. So, I guess what I'm trying to say is, we waste so much money in our everyday lives that could go to helping people so much. And, you know, we're talking here about $2.83 a day in the U.S., but, I mean, that's the U.S. Our poverty lines so much higher than what the UN considers. They use the factor under a dollar a day. And I'm not sure exactly what the food situation is like in the rest of the world. I'm not an expert on that at all. But the dollar, the $5 you might spend at Starbucks can go so much further and do so much more good. And you're not losing anything. Tuesday morning, 9 o'clock. I'm at News Live, and the anchors are eating cookies. Lots of cookies. There's so many. And I can't have any of them. This is so depressing. So it's 1:45. I'm in school here on day 2 of the poverty diet. I've been noticing smells so much today. There were cookies this morning in News Live. They smelled gorgeous. There are strawberries right next to me just a few minutes ago. I was so tempted, but I've still got a day and a half to go through this, so let's hope I can make it. Thursday, day 2. Just got out of school. I'm still feeling generally normal. I found myself drinking a lot more water than I normally do, however. Though I suppose, I don't know, I thought it would be the opposite. If I wasn't eating as much, I'd be drinking a bit less. But actually, I'm drinking a lot more. So I'm not sure how the atmosphere of this sound's going to come out, so I'll do another update once I get home. You know, the more I think about this, the less I'm really seeing this having a physical impact on me. Because the point of this experience isn't to prove that someone can live off of $2.83 a day, because, I mean, it's already been proven that people can do that. People live off a lot less than that, and it's unfortunate, but that's not what this is about. In these 3 days, I'm not going to notice, I don't think, a humongous physical difference in me feeling weak or not being able to do things because I'm really tired or my stomach's growling. That's just not happening. But the big thing I'm noticing is how much of a difference there is in what I've been thinking about this past day. When I first signed up to do this, I didn't expect me to actually change the way I was thinking and to really start thinking so deeply about a lot of the issues that I'm being confronted with here. But I'm definitely, this is, I know it's a cliche, but this has been an eye-opening experience for me. And I mean, I still have another, 20, I still have another 30 hours to go, so I'm not done yet. But even if it's, this is what I get out of it, this was worth it. I'm not trying to sound like I've completely changed who I am or suddenly become this insightful mind and insight into how poverty affects America or the world or Central Virginia right here in Charlottesville. But I think the point of the poverty diet experience, and a point that's come out and been successful with me, is to just get people thinking. And I hope other people experience that too. It's finally day 3 of the poverty diet. I've managed to keep my hunger desires down to a minimum. I'm not starving at the moment. But once again, this is not about proving that you can survive off of $2.83 a day. There are people that live off a lot less than that. So, as I'm waiting, I'm about to go into play rehearsal right now, so I've been fairly active this week as well. But I'm excited about the dinner tonight. I think that will be a very interesting experience for me, and I'm excited to go through it and meet other people that have gone through it as well.
That's Michael Strickland, a junior at Charlottesville High School. In just a minute, we'll hear his final entry, but first, let's hear from some other people who attended a special dinner for the dieters.
The participants in the poverty diet experience gathered in the basement of the Monticello Community Action Agency, feasting on a meal of rice and beans. For the past 3 days, they've all had to plan their meals very carefully to stay under budget. Leonard Lohman explains how he and his wife prepared.
Well, the process started really with purchasing the food, and that was the challenge. It took an hour and a half in the store to buy about 16 items.
What the issue was looking at the small amount of money that I had to work with, plus the fact that there were certain staple materials that I had at home that the diet does not allow you to use. And so we had to make decisions about what we could and could not add to the meals and things. But there was no meat. We had no sugar. We were able to get jelly.
Carol Lohman says she took her time to find the most affordable items at the supermarket. But she says many people on food assistance don't know how to spend their money wisely. The Lohmans only had $16.98 to spend.
I bought cabbage, 23 cents, and I had a pound of sweet potato. 3 bananas,
rice,
an onion, salt and pepper, spaghetti sauce. We bought one box of boxed macaroni and cheese. We got a half gallon of milk.
Lower amounts of money ultimately mean less nutrition. Leonard Lohman says a breakfast of a small bowl of oatmeal each morning wasn't enough.
I was hungry by mid-morning, and we find ourselves hungry at dinner, even though we've had a sandwich and banana at lunchtime. And so I have a good realization of the difficulty it is to live on food stamps, which is, it's got to be darn near impossible.
Charlottesville delegate David Toscano took part in the diet as well. He says he learned about how difficult it can be to get a nutritious meal if you don't have the means to pay.
You know, end up eating a lot of peanut butter, white bread, make different choices for cereal, ways to buy in bulk.
Toscano says he took part in the diet to help raise awareness of what it's like to be poor in Charlottesville.
It is a wealthy community, but at the same time, there are a lot of folks within our midst that have a very difficult time of it. I've been active at the state level in trying to push things like increasing the minimum wage in Virginia, trying to push initiatives that will get more money into the hands of folks who don't have as much.
And now, here's Michael Strickland's final entry.
My final entry. Well, it was a very interesting experience, definitely. I realized that the point of this was definitely not to prove that you can live off of $2.83 a day, and I realized that pretty quickly, because it can be done. People live off a lot less than that, and it's not very pretty, but it happens. But the one thing that really stuck with me is just thinking about the amount of time that it takes for people to have to plan out their nutritional value of their meals, going to the stores, picking out, making sure they're not going over budget, even finding out which stores they can go to that will accept food stamps, because a lot of places can't. And I think if anything sticks with me, I hope it'll be that. And I know it'll be easy for me to say that, you know, I'm not going to go out and have a Starbucks all the time, or I'm going to buy Kroger bread instead of Wonder Bread, but it's easy for people to say that. I'm not sure how many people will actually go through with that, but it's definitely given me a lot to think about, and it's been a great experience for me.
You've been listening to the Poverty Diet Experience from the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, SeavillePodcast.com. I'm Sean Tubbs. Thanks for listening.